Father, in Jesus' name, we're so thankful that you are so good to us. Lord, thank you for this rich time that we're having all because of your Son. Lord, thank you that it's rich because it's all in your Son. Lord, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for, again, hearts that love him. Thank you for these children and, Lord, and adults and God. We're just, oh, we're so blessed. It's just so tremendous how you've continued to pour out your love and your grace and your truth. And Lord, God, it's such a time of a perverse nation. It's such a time of wickedness. But God, in your faithfulness, oh, the lily amongst the thorn. Oh, God, it's so wonderful. Lord, help us to just rise up and to praise you, God. Thank you that you exhaust us with your love. And thank you, Lord, in that you are ravished too. So, Lord, we appreciate this. We thank you for this gathering that you've given us this morning, Lord. And as the picnic, God willing, would go, let, again, the fellowship continue and only be in the gospel of Christ. God, we've got something so good. Let's stay with the stuff. Lord, help us to just settle down, God, to be still at the feet of your beloved Son and just enjoy the anointing, hallelujah, that's between the two. God, we thank you. May the Holy Spirit just anoint the hearts, anoint this word. May we magnify Jesus, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks be to God. Oh, he's sweet. Well, as the Lord encouraged my heart, and I mentioned earlier, he's put on my heart the subject of prayer today. Seems such a hot topic now. In these turbulent times that we live in, all the hardship, wickedness in this world. And I will tell you, boy, do we need prayer. I need prayer, and you need prayer. Praise be to God, we need prayer. But I was thinking so sadly, just like just about everything else that man has got his hands on, and in some respects what he's done with God's word, he's even accomplished to distort and even make a mockery of prayer. We don't just get together in a, as they say, multitude of faith and come together and say, well, we're just all going to enter in. It does not work that way. Brothers and sisters, we're going to get right to the point. There is no prayer. There is no prayer except it be in Jesus' name. Amen. That's it. That's the only prayer there is. I think how God, well, we'll turn to a few of these places. In 1 Peter 1:21, it says, who by him do believe in God. So see, you understand that someone can't even believe in God without Jesus. You can think you believe in God, but you do not believe in God according to the Word of God unless you have Jesus. As it goes on to say in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. That's it. So here you have it, that you can't believe in God without Jesus. You can't come unto God without Jesus. So I believe Colossians 3:17 sums it up for us pretty well. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, I plead. Let us not neglect or slight or overlook the power in Jesus' name. See, all power is given to him. It's there. God has set everything up in his Son. We just don't see it yet, but it's there. But it's coming. He's at the right hand, and he will take the throne as God. But see, he ain't going to do that without his wife. That's what's so beautiful. He's waiting for such a marvelous and precious time. He will not take that throne without his wife. And he wants that to be you. He wants that to be me. That's the offering of the great love of God. Do you want it? What do you think the high calling of God in Christ Jesus is? Huh? What was Paul reaching and pressing for? Huh? That man knew he was saved. That man knew he was seated in the heavens in Christ. What did he want? He wanted it all. He wanted to be filled with all the fullness of God. Huh? He wanted sun glory. He wanted the glory of the life of Jesus Christ fully grown up in him. That's what he wanted. That's what he saw. That was the mystery given to Paul. Praise be to God. How simple. And here we have such a precious privilege, a thanks, a praise. Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. See, God help us. And I mean it. Don't skate over Jesus' name. When you pray, don't try to be polite with some people if they ask you to pray. Do them a favor. Love them. Pray in Jesus' name. Don't try to, well, I guess I'll end this one with just amen. You missed it. You totally missed it. And I'm even going to step out a little further. It's not just in his name or, Lord, we pray in the Lord's name. And I'll even tell you this. I've heard people pray and you say, oh, brother, you're just getting picky. No, I'm encouraging you. Love that name. Love that name. Love the power in that name. It's so awesome. That's why that name is the name. It convicts one of two ways. People either hate or they love. It either causes people to be hard or it causes them to break. Isn't it wonderful? That's Jesus' name. And it's not through Christ. Brothers and sisters, it's in Christ. See, that's the thing. Quit trying to go round and about and please and all of these different things, men. And understand, it is all in Christ. Whosoever believeth in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. This is an inside deal. This isn't roundabout. This is in the midst of the throne if you want it. This is into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. Golly, Lord. Oh, the very heart of God has been opened up to us to come in and sup with him. Do you know the word of the Lord tells us that it says, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. Now, I know some might sit there, well, I've asked lots of things and he didn't do. No, he did them as a big favor to you. A lot of things that you were asking him to do in his name, he knew that that was not good for you. And he sure answered in his name for you. Do you know he perfects that which concerns you? Do you know that he withholds nothing good from you? Yep. He knows exactly what it's going to take for you if you just trust him. See, that's when it's enjoyable, isn't it? See, why do you... It's like going through here. He's just pulling you and tugging you along. Drag me. I'd rather go skipping and leaping over the hills with him. How about you? Oh, my goodness. What's it going to take someday, huh? For us to start believing God. But see, brothers and sisters, when he tells you it's in his name, when he tells you, when you ask in my name, I will do it, how about we get with it? How about by the grace of God, let's just begin in prayer in Jesus' name. How about not just at the end in Jesus' name? How about all the way through? Jesus, I just love you. Do you realize that that's what pleases the Father? There's no competition there between the Godhead. They're one. And the Father's only pleased with us as we magnify and praise his Son. And the Holy Ghost, his whole purpose, his only purpose, is to take the things of his Son and then make them yours. Isn't that something? See that it is all about Jesus? Now, I'm not going to Jesus only. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Just like they said, the three in one. But God has set it all up. It's in my Son. That's what we have. And we've got it all. So that's why we behold the Lamb. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. You see how man gets off? They start thinking about, and I will. We'll just talk it today. Here we go. Talking about angels. Oh, the angels all about you. I got Jesus in me. Now, he might use and send angels and all, and that's wonderful if he does that, but I'm focused on Jesus. Praise God. How he does it, that's his business. And I'm just focused on Jesus. Amen? Amen. Some people want to say, well, brother, you know, should I pray to the Holy Ghost? Should I get out of that? That's just, again, man. Trying to touch something, add something, do something, and you mess it up. Whatsoever you do or you ask, do it all in my name, Jesus' name. See how simple it is? But see, we want to try to complicate things. We want to, well, I got to get cerebral with something here. I got to show you something. I learned something new. No, you didn't. The word of the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so thankful to God as he enlightens the eyes of your understanding and you see something. But let me tell you something. Paul saw it all. Paul saw it all. He did. With what he was given, he looked into Genesis 1:1 and all the way through. And that is freely given to all that will to know. They'll know the will of God. And that's the will of God, that we would grow up into his Son in all things. Isn't that something? So see, I know that by God's grace, it has happened. Yes, it happened in Paul. I believe by God's grace I read Brother Copley's notes and books and things. Oh, that grew up in that brother, Sister Bodie. Some that have so graced us that have come through and praise God and are now face to face with Jesus Christ. And praise the Lord, I commend many in this place. But by God's grace, I wouldn't point you out. Because you haven't apprehended yet. Do you know that? Oh, you're seated in the heavens in Christ. But I press on. I reach for. If by any means. See, I know that's laid out for me because Paul said, not unto me only, son. Not unto me only. You've got to get on up here. Let's go. But unto all them also that love his appearing. Yes, that's it. That's ours. But see, brothers and sisters, when we go in Jesus' name. Did you hear the trumpet? I'm serious. Do you hear? It's just like they were sitting down for a minute in Jesus' name. Oh, we're up again. Heaven takes note. You better see this. This is no mirage. This is no fantasy. This is the reality of it all. In Jesus' name, heaven takes note. The trumpets go off. The rejoicing begins. The Godhead, oh my goodness, another son has come to the throne room of grace with maybe petition, thanksgiving, or praise. Hallelujah. To the Lamb. That's real. That's what prayer is. That's why prayer is love. It's love. Thank you, God, it's love. It's the most intimate spiritual experience that we have. And don't miss the best part in prayer. Know that God loves your prayer. We're loving on the Lord in prayer. We're thanking God in that prayer. We're praise the Lord, brokenhearted sometimes. All the time a contrite spirit. Thank you, Lord, you give grace to the humble. I know that your blood that you freely shed, it's brought me here. And thank you, God, that I'm welcomed here. See, brothers and sisters, he's not sitting there when you come to the throne of grace. Oh, it's you again. Don't you think you've used up your allotment for the week? Let me tell you something. It's his desire. It's his highlight. It's his joy. It's his desire. There is nothing more that he wants than your precious presence in the throne room. It's the truth. Do you realize that he is our friend? And that he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother? And really, as the Lord was dealing with my heart, so many things, so many places, just from glory to glory to glory to glory. But I was thinking, you know, we got friends. And I'm so thankful for my friends in the Lord. So thankful for the family of God who are my friends. But you know, when we fellowship, when we get together, I don't feel like I'm doing you a favor. Because I wouldn't be your friend. Do you get it? That's not a friend. Oh, I'm going to privilege you with my presence today. That's a jerk. That needs to be prayed for. Oh, my Lord, help me. But you see, friendship is mutual. It is. That's what friendship is. You're good for one another. There's a mutual benefit that goes on. And brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful. That's my friend Jesus, whom I know face to face. How about you? Huh? You do know him face to face. You know those eyes. You know that mouth that has kissed you so many times. You know that voice. How it just calms you every time. But I can say the same for him to me. He knows my eyes. He knows my lips. He knows my voice. And I thrill him too. Because I believe what his life did in me. I'm a son. I'm a son. When the Father sees me, he sees his Son. Oh, Lord. Prayer is the sweetest communion with God. It just is, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful to settle down in prayer? Everything shuts off when you really pray. Like everything goes away. Matter of fact, you went away. Sometimes I always want to open my eyes when I'm praying. Am I going to see the throne room? But see, I've been there all the time. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm seated in the heavens in Christ. I just don't have eyes to behold that yet. Oh, but it's coming. It's coming. Oh, it's coming. See, he loves that our minds and our thoughts are meditating on him. That's why he loves prayer so much. See, that's my statement of faith, is prayer. It really is. Prayer in Jesus' name, Lord, I trust you. Lord, it's not that even if I did go somewhere else first, I'm here because I know this is it. But thanks be to God, he causes us to, as we go on with him, we don't waste our time anymore, do we? I want to get to the bank. I want to get to glory. And I need all that grace, praise God. And it's all there. It's not I can get, it's just all there. You understand that? He'll expand you to take more and more grace, to believe the word of God more and more, and then you come back for more grace and grace for grace. It's just so awesome how it works. But see, brothers and sisters, you're thanking the Lord in prayer that, Lord, you're here for me. And Lord, you hear me and you know me. And there's something so precious that only prayer can do. It settles you down, doesn't it? Causes you to be still. See how much you need prayer? That's meditation time. And that's why, brothers and sisters, it's not just a once in a while thing. The Bible says praying always. The Bible says continuing in prayer. So you're going to learn to even pray with your eyes open. Pray when you're working. Amen. Amen, amen. And I love how so many examples. I mean, this is a whole prayer book. It is. It's a love story. And boy, is he praying for me. Thank you, Jesus. But I think about just a few instances of how beautiful prayer is. I was thinking about how the prophet, as he went in there, and there was that boy, he was dead on that bed. He was dead. And it said he prayed. He prayed. Now, a lot of people jump to what happened, but no, he prayed. Because he didn't know what was going to happen. He didn't know what to do. He knew that the Lord was able. He knew that nothing was hard for God. But he prayed. And I always thought it was so amazing how God told the prophet exactly what to do. And how he came and he laid on top of that boy. And it said, eye in eye and hand upon hand. And he breathed into him. And it said that the little boy waxed warm. And he comes out to his mama. And he says, take up thy son. What about when Moses was praying for Joshua? He was getting kind of weary, wasn't he? And we knew that the Lord had told us in word that as Moses would hold up his hands, Joshua would prevail in battle. But when he got weary and the hands got tired, Joshua would begin to be overtaken. But then there were some brethren alike precious faith, weren't they? And they said, oh, brother, God's brought us together. Do you see why you don't want to go hiding in a hole, brothers and sisters? I believe there's a whole slew, by the grace of God, of Aaron's and hers in this place. That even unbeknownst to you are lifting you up in prayer. I know I'm lifted up in prayer. And don't just, oh, well, that's just you, Pastor. Oh, I know. Don't go there. Let me tell you something. There's some Christ-like ones in this place. And it says pray for everybody. And I'm going to tell you something. I'll guarantee you, you are prayed for. And you are. Yes, you are. Amen. But how about even our precious Lord? I think about how calming prayer was to even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There was old Peter getting puffed up again, wasn't he? Poor Peter. Peter, the devil's going to sift you like wheat. But Jesus didn't say, but I'm going to take care of this. And I'm going to throw up my hands and I'm going to say something great right now. No, our sweet Jesus said, but I'm going to pray for you. That was the great thing. That's the power in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray for you, honey. And then in the garden, as he prayed those great sweat drops of blood, he was praying, obviously, for his disciples. He was praying for us. But praise be to God, he was praying for himself. He lives in you. He lives there. Do you realize what power lives in you? See, in Jesus' name ain't some far-off place. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's quickening power. It didn't take that long to get there and come back. He's here. And I'm there. I'm somewhere. Oh, precious Lord. But brothers and sisters, James 5:16 tells us the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Amen? And see, get this in that. See, it's not the prayer of the right avails much. Oh, I'm right in this one, so my prayer counts more. Well, I have come to church a lot, so my is the right prayer. It's the prayer of the righteous. And I do want to remind you that if you're a child of God here today, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are righteous. So your prayer avails much. Your prayer avails just as much as any much in Jesus' name. Oh, you're going to work to make your prayer more effective? You're going to present yourself, oh, well, I've got to get this done, and then my prayer is going to be effective. I'll tell you who had some effective prayer that was pretty ornery scamp was a guy named Jonah. He was so ornery he couldn't even kill himself. Noodle that one around, huh? God had a plan. Praise God. And you know, when you go into prayer, we'll wrap this up, but I think these are some good things to think about. Well, this is an important prayer. I got to bear down on this one. What? People are funny. Sad, but funny. And God does have a sense of humor. And I guess, you know, I'm putting myself right there with you, honeys. Now, don't think this is something beyond me. But see, there's confusion. Sometimes we think, you know, well, it's got to be robotic. It's got to be mechanized. It's, you know, see, then it turns into vain repetition, brothers and sisters. We don't want that. See, we pray from the heart and we tell it to Jesus. I remember I heard a whole sermon one time. And somebody who I know knows better, but didn't at that time. Well, you got to be very specific when you pray. You got to be very specific with God. And I was like, okay, what do we mean by that? Well, they went on to say, look, well, if you have arm pain, you got to tell him, you know, where it is and what you want and how it's going to be, and it's on the inside right here, Lord. You know, God is not a dummy. Yeah, I love it. Stop it. Cease of yourself. Quit. Just ask believing and leave it there. And I think maybe the most comforting thing about prayer is Romans 8:26. It says there that we don't even know how to pray. Isn't that something? We do not know how to pray as we ought. But again, in his faithfulness, he says he gave us his Spirit. And he performs it. Isn't that wonderful? And I'll tell you, you start really relying on the Spirit when you pray. When you give it up like that, when you surrender. I'm talking heart, mind, soul, body. And yes, that even can include your tongue. You'll talk to God. In mysteries, you'll speak unto him. In a faith, praise God. Oh, my goodness. I think it's the best prayer, that Holy Ghost prayer. The greatest of faith prayer. And oh, how the grace of God has covered us so with exceeding abundant anointing, because the Spirit gives us utterance. Aren't there things you want to tell him that you just can't even describe? That's why he gave you the Spirit. Because he put that heart in you. He did. I can tell him I love him. I can tell him thank you. I can tell him, oh Lord, praise your holy name. And that's the wonderful, wonderful stuff. But then praise be to God. There's one that'll take the love of God and he'll shed it abroad in your heart. And I love when this all just shuts completely down. And then it's just Holy Ghost time. Sometimes he'll give me a little insight of what's going on there, but most time it's just, honey, sit back and enjoy the ride. This is what's in your heart. This is what's pleasing to me. You see, that's where faith can take our prayer. There's no limits. Don't limit God, because you couldn't anyways. God is able, nothing is hard for him. He is faithful and true. He will perform the good work which he has begun. He will withhold nothing good from you. And he will work all things together for your good. So it is all there, isn't it? Praise be to God. I don't need to look anywhere else. Why would I waste my time? Why would I waste one moment of time? When it is so pleasing to him and it's so effectually working for me. That's why, brothers and sisters, it's praying always. It's praying all in all things. It's continuing in prayer. And my goodness, I guess that, praise be to God, we just might wake up one day and find ourselves just walking around altars unto God. What do you think, huh? We got Brother Walter, but how about Brother Alter? You want to be a sweet-smelling sacrifice to God? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for such a sweet time in your Son. Lord, thank you for being so real to this congregation today. Lord, thank you for this abundance of grace and truth and love. Lord, thank you again that you provide this feast for us, that we just look to you, Lord, and you always provide it. God, we just ask that you continue to encourage each and every life and every family. That this is theirs. This isn't just something we talk about for a moment, rejoice in for a moment of time. But Lord, this is the joy unspeakable and full of glory life that you have for each and every one of us. Help us to lay hold of it. Help us to rejoice in the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord, let us have a sweet time of fellowship at that picnic today. God, help us just to meditate upon you. Be thankful for these vessels, Lord. How they are from every kindred, tongue, and nation. What an example and a profession of your truth. What a testimony of the love of God. Help us to be the Philadelphia saints. Cause us to be a family full of brotherly love. Help us to love without hypocrisy, dissimulation. Help us to love our brother whom we have seen. Amen. We thank you, God, for this glory. We thank you for this grace. We thank you for the power of your might. And we thank you all in Jesus' name. Amen.